Jericho. After the death of Moses, Joshua became the leader of God's people. He led the army of Israel. They had entered the land of Canaan after wandering around for 40 years in the wilderness. Spies had been sent into the city of Jericho and had been helped by a woman named Rahab. The people of Jericho were very worried because of the huge army outside the gates of their city. The Lord gave instructions to Joshua. The people followed his instructions. The soldiers marched around the city once a day for 6 days. The priest blew the trumpets before the Ark of the Covenant as they carried it around the city. On the seventh day, they marched around the city 7 times with the priest blowing on the trumpets. The people were to be silent. Then, as a signal, the priest blew one long blast with the ram's horn, and the people gave a shout. The wall fell down flat, just as God had promised. Joshua's army and all the people had followed the command. God kept his promise, and they captured the city. Rahab and her family were saved. Rahab later married a man of Israel, and they had children. Her great-great-grandson was David, king of Israel. Think about this. Why were Rahab and her family spared? She showed kindness to God's people. Paul tells us in the New Testament that as we have opportunity, we should do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith.